At least three people have been killed in another shooting incident in the United States, this time at a Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. Reports say the shooting took place on Thursday night. The shooter was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, along with a second victim. He had barricaded himself in the barracks. The shooter and the victims are said to be U.S. Marines. An earlier lockdown has been lifted at the base. Let's talk to Gordon Duff about this. He's a senior editor at Veterans Today who joins us. Gordon Duff, we still don't know exactly why this particular Marine did what he did, but tell us the significance of where this took place at this base in Quantico, which I understand is a base that pretty much trains many Marines to fight the U.S. wars.
Well, this is the Marine Officers Candidate School at the Marine Headquarters south of Washington, D.C. The shootings themselves, the news we have now are tied to a love triangle. It's a young Marine officer candidate who was dating a female officer candidate who decided she wanted to see someone else. He murdered the two of them and himself. These are frankly not uncommon situations within the military, since the United States is has a military that's both male and female. The key issue here, this is the most elite military organization the U.S. has. These are the most carefully screened people. And psychological pressure on our officer candidate is rather tremendous. The level of morale within the U.S. military has suffered tremendously since the war on terror. And this gun violence on what is one of America's most elite bases near the Capitol is both a serious indication of morale issues and a very serious tragedy for both the Marine Corps and the families of all involved.
Very well. Unfortunately, we don't have time to talk more about this, but thank you for that. Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today.